Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There has never been a time since human beings were created and placed on this earth that they could not have known God and something about His will. Paul tells us that the Gentiles did not have the law, but they did by nature the things contained in the law and became a law unto themselves. Romans 2:14. The law of Moses was given specifically to the Jews, but some Gentiles became proselytes to the law, or they lived as if the law of God was their law also. The latter group of Gentiles became known as God-fearers. Cornelius belonged in that group. Acts 10:2. There also seemed to have been some God-fearers at Antioch of Pisidia. Acts 13:16. The coming of Christ changed forever God's dealings with human beings. Christ's death removed the law of Moses and gave all men the opportunity of obeying the gospel and becoming members of the Lord's church. Peter refers to Christians, including Gentiles, as being a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, who are to show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The Gentiles to whom 1 Peter was addressed in time past were not a people, but under the Christian dispensation are the people of God. Under the law, they had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:10. If you have studied this verse, 1 Peter 2:10, you know it is based on the book of Hosea. Hosea, whom Dr. Kyle Yates calls the prophet of unrequited love, married Gomer, a wife of whoredoms. Hosea 1:2. Hosea and Gomer had three children, Jezreel, Loruhamah, and Loami. The latter two of these children, Loruhamah and Loami, were given symbolic names. The name of the daughter, Loruhamah, means no mercy. The name of the son, Loami, means no people. Hosea explained the reasons these two children were given such unusual names. Call her name Loruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Then God said, call his name Loami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Hosea 1:6 and 9. The Apostle Peter used the prophecy of Hosea to teach a very impressive lesson about the Gentiles being members of the body of Christ. The Gentiles in ancient times were not a people, but are now the people of God. This quotation is from Hosea 2:23 and refers to the Gentiles under the New Covenant. The Hebrew word Loami means not my people. The Gentiles under the Jewish covenant certainly fit that description. Ephesians 2:11 and 12. Now the Gentiles, along with the Jews, are God's people. That is, if they have both confessed their faith in Christ as the Son of God and have obeyed the gospel. Under the law of Moses, the Gentiles had not obtained mercy, but now they have obtained mercy. Remember that one of Hosea and Gomer's sons was named Loruhamah, meaning no mercy or not pitied. The Revised Standard Version renders the Hebrew, I will have pity on not pitied. Peter tells us very plainly, as do many other New Testament passages, that all men, both Jews and Gentiles, stand on the same footing with God in the Christian era. For you're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Our Lord came into the world to reconcile all men to God and among themselves. Ephesians 2:14-17. If you do not belong to God today, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, will you not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.